This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I welcome in now Rohan Nadkarni from Sports Illustrated. And Rohan and I were at the Nets game Wednesday night, Dwayne Wade's final game together. I don't know if we were there together. We were both there. we saw each other. And Rohan is a huge Dwayne Wade fan, Miami Heat fan. I just wanted to ask you, a few days since it settled in, has it settled in for you?
I don't know that it's one of those things that'll settle in until the next season when you realize he's not just on the Heat anymore. He's not playing basketball anymore. And I think that's when it'll really hit you. But you know, no Kobe, no Shaq, no Dwayne, no Dirk. It's crazy how this league turns over, man. We're lucky we still have guys like LeBron, Harden, Chris Paul. I think it'll settle in probably more so next season than right now.
You know, when I was walking out of the arena, I think that may have been the oldest I ever felt in my life. The fact that Dwayne Wade was retiring, because, you know, I watched some guys come into the league when I was younger, but when you talk about, like, formative ages, like, sort of as a quasi-adult right out of college into adult years, that was the first group of, like, legendary players that I saw come in as the young guys and now leaving as the old guys.
It's weird. I was talking to a friend of mine, like, I wonder if I will ever care as much about basketball again, because, you know, he kind of hit like right when I was really, really, really starting to care about basketball was Dwayne Wade's rookie year. And now I'm like, I mean, it would just be strange if I became that big of a fan of someone again. So I'm curious to see how this plays out.
Now, since we were in Brooklyn, let's segue to the Nets, because all of a sudden that series has gotten a little intriguing given the weird mystery around whatever's going on with Joel Embiid, who I believe is still listed as doubtful for today's game, meaning he's unlikely to play. And I think his status for that series now has to be considered up in the air. Let's assume he doesn't play a couple of games and isn't at 100% in that series. Is that now an upset alert?
It's definitely an alert, right? I don't think Philly's a shoo-in to win that series without Embiid. Jared Allen is a really good center. He kind of struggles in one-on-one matchups, but with Embiid off the floor, I mean, his impact goes up. It helps a guy like D'Angelo Russell. A lot of his game is about trying to get to the rim. Philly's starting lineup is so good, but all of those guys play a lot worse when Embiid's not on the floor. I don't know that Philly's going to lose that series. I still think they have more talent top to bottom than the Nets. I mean, that's a series they should be able to win without Embiid. But I think it's going to be a fight. You know, Brooklyn is the kind of team we saw them have huge comebacks throughout the season. I mean, they were left for dead after Caris LeVert's injury. It's a minor miracle that the Nets are even in the playoffs. That team is not going to give up. I think if Embiid is out, it's going to be a fight for Philly.
Well, you talk about Jared Allen. He's the kind of like center that can thrive in today's day and age, switching and all that. But Embiid's so physically strong, he just dominates him. And I think that's where you see the difference there, because Allen's a little light in the butt, right? And Embiid can push him around. And if Embiid's not there, that could be a problem. Shifting gears to the Western Conference, I said before the break, I think James Harden is the player with the most at stake this postseason, probably with Kevin Durant second. But I think a title for the Rockets would be one of the most significant in NBA history when you just work your way down the line, what it would mean for some really central figures in NBA history. Obviously, Chris Paul, a legendary point guard, Hall of Famer, doesn't have a title. Mike D'Antoni, who I think will wind up a legendary coach for a lot of reasons, especially being ahead of his time, he doesn't have a title. Daryl Morey was the GM at the forefront of the analytics movement, doesn't have a title. And then James Harden is, Rohan, to me, a guy I never would have thought I would believe would be on the level of, let's say, Durant and Curry. But he's kind of a signature playoff run away from that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I mean, we're just talking about Dwayne Wade, right? And a lot of people put Dwayne Wade, you know, I think top five shooting guards of all time at the very least. Where's Harden going to end up at the end of his career? I mean, look at the offensive run he's on. He's probably going to end up with multiple MVPs. It's just crazy how good this guy is. And I think that the thing that's held him back are his postseason runs. I think last year he did a better job of kind of showing the player he could be. But, of course, again, their playoffs ended in disappointment. I mean, up 3-2, Iguodala was out. Obviously, the Paul injury hurt them a lot. But our memory of the Rockets is just kind of that absurd Game 7 against the Warriors with them missing all those threes. I do think Harden definitely has a chance to add most to his legacy this postseason. It's just crazy to me. I mean, last year when we were going into this, I think everyone was expecting that Rockets-Warriors showdown. That series kind of lived up the hype. I'm just not getting that same feeling this year. It doesn't feel like there's the same level of expectation on Houston. I mean, obviously the Rockets did a good job. They turned it around, you know, finished top four in the conference. The defense has been playing a lot better. That was their biggest question mark compared to last season. Defense has been playing a lot better since the All-Star break. But it just doesn't feel like they're the same level of competitor this year as it does last year. And that's what kind of worries me about it. Because while I do think the Rockets have the most to gain, I don't know that I'm expecting them to be able to put up as good of a fight this year.
Robin Lundberg talking to Rohan Nadkarni of Sports Illustrated here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, does that mean you think it's the Warriors clearly far and away again this year? Now, I've been the whole thing is pointless since Durant got their guy. But for some reason, I feel they're a little bit more vulnerable this year. Maybe it's attrition. Maybe it's a lack of depth. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe it's Kevin Durant's situation actually being a real deal for them. Do you think they are more vulnerable this year?
They are, I think, on the spectrum of vulnerability, they are a little bit more vulnerable, but does it matter? I don't know that it does. I think the Cousins thing, Kerr will happily bench Cousins if he feels like it's taking away from their defense or stopping them from achieving their goals. I do think this team enters another level of focus during the playoffs that's going to help them out a lot. They're a little bit more rickety on the margins. I do think the bench is maybe not as good as it's been in the years past, but you know, we haven't seen the best from certain guys yet either, right? Like, we haven't seen Andre Iguodala's best. He hasn't had a reason to give us his best yet this year. I mean, I think his game's going to go to another level. I'm kind of with you. I think this is all pointless. I think this summer is when the league shakeup is going to happen and we can start having, you know, real conversations about title contenders again. But it would be a bigger upset than the 73-win team losing of this Warriors team to lose.
Well, I mean, yeah, they did add Kevin Durant to said 73-win team. Now, I know you wrote a column about how much we're going to miss LeBron in the playoffs, and I know we will. I mean, that's almost impossible to argue with considering who the guy is. But I also think, in a way, it could be good for all of us that LeBron's going to miss the playoffs because we, you know, and I'm a part of it, obviously, we've become so conditioned as sports media and social media to talk about this guy every day, 12 months a year, really since the decision, I think, till now, 8 straight finals, free agency, to the point where people begin to go insane with the things that they say and the stuff that gets analyzed. And I wonder if a little bit of a break will be cathartic for the proper perspective next year. Now, he still needs to do his part. You can't have a sequel to this Lakers season. But do you think there's some validity to that, to, you know, us getting a cleanse, if you will?
No, I think that's a good point. There's no player like LeBron where every possession seemingly is a referendum on what it means for his legacy, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's fun. That's often fun for guys like you and me to talk about and you know, discuss after every game. But, you know, every series, every playoff game, the conversation the next day is pretty much, well, now is he better than Jordan? And some people are never going to change their minds. Some people have their minds made up in his favor. It's just, I do agree that it'll be nice to just kind of have that break in a healthier sense of perspective about what LeBron means to the game. It's just every single thing he does is judged in such a larger historical context, but it's almost impossible to have a normal conversation about the guy. And I do think getting away from that a little bit will make it better the next time he's in the playoffs.
Rohan, appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy the playoffs starting today.
Anytime, man. You too.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.